रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 22, द लास्ट वर्ड्स ऑफ बाली। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Marathi was counseling Tara as to the performance of the funeral rites of Vali, concluding him dead. He was but in a faint through the agony of his wound, when the lord of the monkeys came back to himself all of a sudden. Life was not yet extinct in him, and he breathed soft and low. He cast his eyes feebly all around and observed Sugriva and Angada standing by. He called unto him his victorious brother and spoke to him in clear and loving accents. Brother Sugriva, I drove you out of the kingdom and deprived you of your wife. It was fate that distracted my mind and impelled me to act so, for it bends everyone to its will. So, count me not as a sinner and a wicked wretch. Destiny would not have it that we should rule over this kingdom in peace and amity, and utterly fix our its decrees. I am even now passing to the other side of death. Reign over this kingdom and my countless millions of monkeys. I put away in a flash my life, my broad realms, my boundless wealth and stainless name that Vali bowed to none in heaven, earth or hell. And now, Lord of Monkeys, pay heed to my last words and fail not to observe them. Behold, my boy here is formed to enjoy every pleasure that life can give. Brought up in luxury and ease, yet a child, he shows forth the intellect and prudence of the wise and the aged. See you not that he rides on the ground in tears, my proud boy, dearer to me than my own life? Do not make him feel my loss. Watch over him in every way. Let him be a son unto you and want for nothing, for he looks up to you for everything. You are his shield and sword. Behave so that he has no reason to fear you. Let him not say unto himself, I am the son of his mortal foe. What has he not in store of me? Disgrace, banishment, or death? Bear in mind ever my supreme love to him and treat him with a million times more consideration, fondness and forbearance. He is my firstborn of Tara. He is endowed with every noble trait. He will take his place by you in the battle front. Nay, I am sure that in the forthcoming fight with the Rakshasas, he will leave very little for you to do. He will cover my name with glory and bear himself nobly as my son and perform marvels of valor. And yon Tara, the daughter of Sushena, is unrivaled in keen insight and unerring judgment. She is an expert in the science of portents and omens that unveil the future. You need not hesitate to act at once upon any counsel or suggestion of hers. Tara is never at fault. Further, fulfill your promise to Rama and accomplish for him his ends. Lose no time over it and spare yourself not. Else, sin will dog your steps and Rama will blast you. Here, receive from me the garland of gold about my neck. The splendor and potency that are innate in it through the grace of Indra, depart from it the moment I lay down this body. So, receive it from me when I am still alive. The gentle and loving words of Vali pierced the heart of Sugriva and plunged him into the depths of sorrow like the moon in the grasp of Rahu. He drank in with eager ears the last counsels of his brother. He admired their wisdom and worth. Hate and wrath fled from his heart. Reverently did he receive the garland from Vali, and a noble son of Indra was right glad to behold it. He prepared himself to quit this tabernacle of flesh when he observed Angada standing by. He called him to his side and said with unspeakable love, "When I am no longer with you, acquaint yourself well, beyond the shadow of a doubt, with what you should do and avoid and the right place and time. The servant should put up with the harsh words and ill treatment of his master in the same spirit in which he receives his kindness and loving words. Joy and sorrow, happiness or misery should make no difference to you and should not ruffle your heart in the least. Let Sugriva guide your steps ever. I have brought you up far too fondly, I believe. You will not do well to behave as he did till now. Sugriva would not tolerate it. Have nothing to do with his enemies and their friends. Keep your senses under perfect control. Let your master's wishes be your first thought and concern. Again, I advise you to place yourself under the orders and guidance of Sugriva. Be not over familiar, not too reserved and aloof. Follow the golden mean. Then the agony of his wounds mastered him. He rolled his eyes wildly and bared his teeth dreadfully. Then Vali the mighty, Vali the invincible, laid down his burden of flesh and rose to the bright heavens that welcomed him. The monkey hosts and generals rent the air with their wails and laments. Vali, the mightiest of monkeys, has set his face towards the world of gods, and desolation reigns over Kishkindha and the forests, mountains and the groves around. The monkey hosts are dull and lustreless. Forests and pools ever paid him their tribute of flowers in dread of his prowess. Ah, when would we see another such? Once upon a time, Golabha the Gandharva came here and challenged Vali to mortal combat. For 15 years, day and night, did our hero fight with this terrible opponent without a moment's respite until he slew him. How did he bend his neck under the yoke of death, the mighty hero who made us immune from fear and danger? Thus they grieved and wept, forlorn and masterless, like herds of cattle when maimed terror of the woods strikes down their leader. Tara gazed long and fixedly at the face of him that was her lord and husband. Dark fear and grief and despair slowly sucked her down into their depths. And like a tender creeper twining itself round a stately tree in the forest, she clasped her lord to her breast and sank down on the earth. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.